John chapter 14. Now this is Jesus just before he dies, and he gives this wonderful talk to the disciples that is just so comforting. "Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid," Jesus encouraged them. "You believe in God, so believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. And I'm going," and he means I'm going to the cross, "to prepare a place for you. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." So Jesus is saying, I'm going to go to the cross, I'm going to die there, and I will return. Just like Abraham and Isaac, Abraham in faithfulness says, I'm going to go and we will come again. So then he believed in a resurrection, just like Jesus does. He says, if I go, then I will come again. I will take you to myself so that you will be with me where I am. You know the way, where I'm going, and you know where it leads. And that place was to the cross. But Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way there? Jesus replied, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father apart from by me. So there is no other religion. There is no other religion, no other saviour. The only way to come to God is through Jesus. So there's no good thinking, oh, well, that person believes in God, they must be okay. Well, a lot of people on the earth will believe in God to some degree, but what is critical is our attitude to Jesus, because he is the only way to the Father. If you know me, you will know my Father also. And from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that's enough. Jesus replied, how long have I been with you, Philip, and yet do you still not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus is God himself. He's just said, if you know me, you will know my Father. And so he's using seeing here in the sense of understanding. So why then, he says to Philip, do you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe, Philip, that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I have spoken to you are not from me, but the Father who abides in me does his work. Believe me when I tell you that I am in the Father and the Father in me. If not, then believe me because of the works that I do. Truly I say unto you, whoever believes in me will do what I do, and will do greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me for anything in my name, I will do it. Now, you've got to compare the Bible to get a correct picture. There's other parts of the Bible where it's quite clearly taught that what we ask according to God's will, we will receive. And in the parable of the visitor at midnight, the poor man comes to the rich man and says, look, I've got a visitor that's come. Please give me some food, not for me, but because I need to give it to this person who's come to me who is in need. And Jesus builds on that and says, and so whatever you ask, you will receive. It doesn't mean literally whatever you ask. It means that whatever you ask for in the furtherance of God's will, not for your own enjoyment, then, of course, God will give that to you. If you love me, keep my commandments. So we can't just say, oh, I'm a Christian, and say, yeah, I love Jesus. If you don't do what he says, it's like if you love somebody, you will listen to them and try to do what they ask you to. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter who will stay with you forever. This is the Spirit which will reveal the truth. The world does not receive this Spirit because it can't see it nor know it nor recognize it. But you know him because he abides with you and is in you. So Jesus is promising that although he's going away, he's going to remain with them because through his death, he released the Holy Spirit, which was going to be so real to them that it was as if Jesus himself was with them. And that is why the Spirit here is sometimes personified. That is, it's spoken of as being a person, even though it isn't. It's rather the same with wisdom in the book of Proverbs. There is no woman called wisdom, but wisdom is spoken of as if it's a woman. So when we're baptized in water, we will also receive the Holy Spirit if we wish, if we're open to it. And this is not a power to do miracles and raise the dead and speak in languages and all this sort of thing. Not in these days. What it is this sense of the presence of Jesus, this work of God in human hearts, over and above what we're capable of. If I go, you will not be left comfortless. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. And because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and that you are in me, just as I am in you. Whoever accepts my commandments and obeys them is he who loves me, and my Father will love whoever abides in me, and whoever loves me, and I too will love him, and will open up myself to him. Judas, not the Judas Iscariot, said, Lord, how can it be that you will reveal yourself to us, but not to the world? Jesus replied, whoever loves me will keep my commandments. My Father will love him, and my Father and I will abide with him and come to him. Whoever does not love me will not keep my commandments. And the commandments that you have are not mine, but they come from the Father who sent me. So clearly Jesus is not God himself. He's saying that, look, I am telling you what I got from my Father. These things are spoken unto you, being yet with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I've told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. So peace in Hebrew is the word shalom. And so the Jews like to greet each other, hey, shalom, shalom. Just using the word without any real meaning. But Jesus says, my peace, my shalom, I give to you, not as the world calls it out, but really. Let not your heart be worried. Do not be afraid. You have heard me say that I go away, but I will return to you. If you love me, you will be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. It's very clear evidence that Jesus is not God. The Father is greater than I. Now, I've told you these things before they happen, so that when they do come to pass, you will believe. Now, I will not talk with you much longer, because the prince of this world comes. He has no control or power over me. And yet the world must know that I love the Father, which is why I do all things as he commands me. Come, let us depart from here.